ever had that nightmare where you're running for your life?
Well, hello, Mr. Fantastic.
But that you know that escape is impossible.
Drop and ship.
That's terror. Right now. Presence all around you, but however much you scream, no one can hear you. That's terror.
Keeps you in place or up.
Have you ever felt that you're being driven completely out of your mind? That's terror. Terror knows no bounds in stretching your endurance to the limit. You'll feel it all around you. Trap you. Terrify you. Terror is real. But you must keep reminding yourself, it's only a movie. It's only a movie. Only a movie.
How long is that gun? Are we gonna boogie?
That too.
I'm really cooking tonight, ain't I?
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Monkey masturbation?
Yeah, I saw it at the zoo.
There you go.
Not at the Louisville Zoo. At the Evansville Zoo.
There you go, everybody. All the monkey files and go out there to Evansville and see him jerk off.
So we're
gonna go over a few movies we watched. We watched again The Visitor.
And I think I understood it better this time, if that's possible.
Right. Yeah, I did too. I heard a little bit more, and I guess I pay attention to the beginning part. Actually, that beginning part was cut out, so imagine not seeing that, and you would know
the bald-headed kids.
Yeah, and Franco Nero is Blonde Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
All that was cut out. So there's no way of knowing what the hell is going on. But the Blu-ray's coming out from Drafthouse Films, which I'm going to wait a while, but I'll definitely pick up.
You wait until the price drops?
Yeah. Wait for the price is right. So if you
like... Like that was Bob Barker.
Yeah. But if you like crazy movies, this one's pretty crazy. And...
To me, it's a cross between a lot of different things. It's kind of like The Omen or...
Well, this is made by, I don't know his name, but of course he's Italian, I would have to assume, or European at the very least. And it's filmed in like Atlanta, and John Huston is like the visitor, which I
tried
to find.
Well, see, that's something that, I mean, maybe I'm just stupid. That
no.
I knew the movie was called The Visitor, but I didn't associate that with...
Yeah.
With him, I always thought it was something to do with the little
And if you
girl.
Listen at the beginning, basically there's like an evil DNA or evil presence, and it's being passed along, and it's passed along to this one girl, and I won't go into who too much, but she's a meanie, and she's annoying. Uh-oh.
Well, now he wants to get in on this.
She's getting rowdy-bowdy. So... Well, I guess we both recommend the Visitor if you like goofy,
weird
films.
With bald-headed kids.
And Shelley Winters is in it.
I knew that woman. I just couldn't place her, but Shelley Winters.
Yeah, so.
As the housekeeper or what?
She was tied into John Huston.
Yeah, she was tied in with him.
But. Yeah, and we won't give it away, but the little girl gets one of the best birthday gifts ever.
Yeah, just watch that.
Hey, Mommy. Yeah, that's what you hear. And
Steve
then,
really got a laugh out of it this time.
Yeah, because it is completely nuts. The next one I watched was a movie that's coming out from Code Red, I think, called Death Promise. It is a urban kung fu kind of revenge movie. And this guy, they live in a apartment, and evidently there's a bunch of rich landlords are just like trying to get them out or something.
Oh,
and,
is that the movie that I kept asking if there was a mob?
Yeah.
Thing? Okay.
And there's one scene where they come in and they like these two guys have a box full of rats and they empty them in the hallway. But it ended up that one of the guys' father gets killed, and then he goes away to train and calm down because he was wanting to kill everybody. And when he comes back, he gets a letter from his father and knows who to kill. And then his Afro brother comes up. His Afro brother is wearing his fro is so weird looking because it looks like it's got a part in the middle, but I can't tell if it has a part in the middle or not. But at the end, near the end, he's wearing like this jumpsuit with no sleeves and super fly collars. And it's got no buttons in the front, so he's just like all the way down to his belly button. So it's a very crazy.
Maybe I do need to watch it.
It's okay, but I don't know if I want to watch it again for a while. It's got enough, but it needs a little more to be more cult.
Steve's phone's bothering me. It's open at the top.
That's for the mic a little bit.
Oh, okay. I guess he has to have that one.
Well, I'm trying it out anyway. After that, I don't know if Dana watched, we watched the HD version of The Beastmaster.
I watched the majority of it.
I hadn't seen this movie in years, so it was kind of nice to see it again. And
Tanya Roberts was in it.
Yeah, and she shows her boobies.
And some, Steve claimed he saw other parts of her.
I saw her rug.
At least twice.
Yeah, so I don't know, but whatever. Anyway, I'm good with whatever. She was pretty hot back then. I don't think she is now. But anyway, Beastmaster is always on television, as other people say, on TBS. But seeing it in full widescreen, so it's, you know, stuff like that, it was really cool.
It wasn't my favorite Coscarelli movie, though.
Huh?
It wasn't my favorite.
Not now. I actually think we talked about this last week, and I can't remember.
Did we talk about this movie?
Maybe. But who cares?
Steve's going to have to go back through.
No, Steve ain't. You're getting a refresher.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk differently about it.
But anyway, I'm not going to go into it too far. But it's fun. It's well worth a watch. That's about it. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Forrest.
And one, getting back to my roots, I was watching a non-sploitation movie from Italy called The Other Hell. It had a lot of those faces that you recognize from those movies. And apparently, I mean, it kind of, you don't know what's going on for a little while, which is usual. And we,
yeah, but I really couldn't figure out. I tried to watch this one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's bad stuff happens to nuns in this convent.
There's stigmata and all kinds of
Crap going on. Supernatural stuff, and then
people puking blood up.
And near the end, we find out why, and then it goes from there. So it's got a lot of, I don't want to give it away if anybody wants to see it. It's worth a watch. I don't know if it's worth watching again. So.
Okay, would you say that it kind of near the end has a Carrie, of Carrie references? I thought it did.
Yeah, I guess I would say that. But, you know, again, it's not like on the A list, it's on the B or C list.
Not a nunsploitation movie.
No.
And Steve's the king of nunsploitation.
No, he's not.
He is, Steve.
I've watched some, but I mean, I can't say that I've seen one that I have to go back and revisit very often. That Japanese one was crazy. School of the Holy Beast.
Well, I mean, I've seen, you know, I've never seen that one, but isn't Demonia in that a nunsploitation kind of?
I don't think it's really that's considered nunsploitation, but you know.
Well, Sex Demons was.
Yeah, Sex Demons was, which is coming out on Blu-ray, which is amazing.
I'm sorry, Jess Franco on Blu-ray.
Well, there's a lot of his stuff on Blu-ray now. What was I going to say? Dang it!
Sorry.
That's all right. Dang it! Dang it! Dang it! Dang it! I can't remember now. It's got a nun movie in it. Ooh. Killer Nun is pretty good, but
I haven't seen that one either, I don't think.
Yeah, I've got that somewhere on the hard drive archives. So
the greatest use of a nun habit would have to be Miss 45, though.
Yeah.
That's not nunsploitation, but...
Yeah, but it's iconic kind of look and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I told Dana, I said, we'll do something cool. It'll maybe make her excited. She's going to pick two movies, and I'm going to pick two movies.
Which I still have to pick my
two. So my first movie I'm going to pick is, I found out that I had it on DVD, which I didn't know. It's called Terror. It's, I think it's from like late 70s, and it's supposed to be like a tribute to Suspiria and Black Sunday and all this. So I'm gonna hold my breath on that, but it was probably made at a low budget. So I'm going to check that out. And then after that, we'll hopefully have Dana's pick.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of going, I'll be honest here, I'm going back and forth between picking two pretty legitimate movies or two movies to torture Steve with.
Well, it depends on, my second feature will depend on what she does to me.
if I torture him, then he's going to make me watch something god-awful.
Yeah, we'll watch A Night to Dismember for again.
Oh, God. I did watch that.
I love that movie.
That movie's crazy.
Well.
But, well, so is I Dismember Mama.
Well, we can watch the remake.
I don't think so.
But we'll be back after we finish The Terror.
Have you ever had that nightmare where you're running for your life? But you know that escape is impossible. That's terror. An evil presence all around you, but however much you scream, no one can hear you. That's terror. Have you ever felt that you're being driven completely out of your mind? That's terror. Terror knows no bounds in stretching your endurance to the limit. You'll feel it all around you. It will trap you. Terrify you. Terror is real. But you must keep reminding yourself, it's only a movie. It's only a movie. Only a movie.
Fat sloppy pig.
Is what they said. He's got it on cops.
That's what they said.
Some guys are being real bullies.
So, what was the title of my movie, Dana?
Terror.
Terror from 1978. It was somehow supposed to be a love letter to Suspiria and Black Sunday.
I didn't see it.
Okay. It was more like a, I wouldn't say a love letter, but a creepy stalking letter. That nobody, some guy you don't know. Though they did have like a witch thing at the beginning, it turned out to be a movie.
And there were maybe a couple of beheadings.
And there was a lot of beheadings, I think, in this movie.
Well, I think that was the thing. The major white people were killed off in this movie.
And it was British, right? Because there was a lot of British people in there.
Yeah, that one chick that, like, didn't wear a bra and she put on that tight vest looking thing. And there was a strip club and...
Oh, yeah, that strip club with a blonde with very small afro and just doing some weird shit wasn't worth seeing.
Yeah, she was taking, like, leather jacket and rubbing it between her legs. And I don't know, I guess that was hot then. I don't know. Whatever.
But, yeah, not very... Didn't rate too good on our scales. I know both of us didn't care for it. I was trying to stay awake.
I think Steve fell asleep.
And it does the worst thing ever. It does not have an ending.
It ends abruptly. Yeah.
This is part of a double feature that came from Scorpion with The Devil's Men, and that stars Donald Pleasance and Peter Cushing. I think that movie's a little bit better than this one, but anyway.
Yeah, but we wanted to give people a taste of movies maybe they haven't seen.
And I hadn't seen that one, and I hadn't seen this one, my second choice, but Dana had her choice, which was... Was it When Michael's Called, and what was the other title?
The title that I have it under is Shattered Silence.
And it's a TV movie from the 70s with Michael Douglas.
And Elizabeth Ashley and Ben Gazzara.
And it's a weird... Elizabeth Ashley's getting calls from her dead nephew, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, I just want to bring this up. If anybody buys the Legacy Entertainment DVD... Don't bother reading the back of it because it doesn't make any sense with what's going on in the movie. It tells you there's a love triangle with Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas is actually another nephew.
Yeah.
He's the brother of the dead kid calling. So I assume they were like one weird family, you know, where some of the uncles and, or some of the aunts and uncles and their nephews around the same ages or something.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let everybody know that the plot synopsis on the back of the Legacy DVD is not correct. So.
And I say it's kind of got a little stalker stuff going on, or a little slasher stuff going on, and it's a
little bit.
I don't think I'll be revisiting it, but it was.
It was decent for a TV movie.
Yeah, and I like seeing TV movies from the 70s because they actually were decent. There's no such thing as a TV movie now. It's always if it is, it's. You know, it's going to be on Lifetime or something, and it doesn't, they all look the same, but back in the 70s and 80s, they had, you know, you had character and stuff, but...
And they could be creepy, I mean, yeah. I thought this one had its creepy.
I mean, you got Gargoyles, that was an amazing TV movie when you were a kid, seeing that kind of shit. There's a bunch of number two pencils on Cops.
Somebody's trying to steal number two pencils.
Hell yeah. I always wanted number three or one pencil, but never got
it. Well, you have to be different, Steve.
Yeah.
But I told Steve, getting back to this movie, I told Steve that I liked the look of those old television movies. They always look so, they kind of look depressing and cold, and the film looked weathered and stuff, which it probably was. And I think Steve was expecting it to look really bad on this DVD, but it doesn't look too bad.
No, it looks like a second generation, which is pretty good for a VHS.
It's not going to look like HD, but, you know, I don't think anybody's...
I should have tried to make it 3D. That would have been funny.
Yeah, especially the part with the ball bat.
Yeah.
Later on.
But, you know, it's okay. So, another one of my next pick, I guess I'll say it was, it's Tater City.
That's what Steve and I call it because we don't know.
Yeah. It's an Italian movie, but it was made in English. It's supposed to be like a super gory kind of futuristic kind of movie.
Is that the one you said had the boobies?
No, I don't know if that was another one. But anyway, it looks pretty decent, so we'll check that out. And I guess I'll toss it over to the Toss Salad Man.
The toss salad. Oh,
yeah.
God.
And then somebody else who likes to toss a lot of people's salads is Wes Vance. All right.
If Steve said it, I didn't.
Wes can toss a salad. Back after this.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jelly, what they call toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly, some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my climate, right? I will automatically get hard, right? I will, you know, come automatically if he's sucking my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys to suck their ass. It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's clean. The person is decent. And the person know that that's an asshole, but in mind, he's looking at it as a pussy because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him eat me, you know, and we straight.
Howdy, folks. Creepy Kentuckian here with you. Have you seen those ultraviolet codes that's in the latest movies, DVDs, and Blu-rays that you've bought? If you're not using them, I could use them. You can send them my way. My email is wesvance@gmail.com. That's wesvance@gmail.com. Easy to remember. If you want to send me images of the code, or you can type the code out, however you want to do it, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm really not buying as many movies anymore, trying to save space. So any film you've got, any movie you've got, doesn't matter. I will take whatever you give. WesVance@gmail.com. Send me your codes and enjoy the rest of the show.
So we watched each other's second choice, which I'm not doing too good. Mine was called Tater City. It was a Italian movie from 2012.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And it's looking like it was made by the same people who did Adam Chapman the year before, but this one wasn't too good. Had plenty of gore, but didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, I had some stuff I was going to say about, but I think I've forgotten what I was going to say originally. But what I can remember of it, and Steve's going to feel free to go to sleep while I'm talking about this. I have a major problem with these types of movies.
Oh, God.
It's not that I don't like gore. If gore is well placed in a movie, if it's warranted in a movie, and Steve's fooling with my hair right now, and I can't think. Like, if it's a Fulci film, and you're dealing with zombies pulling people's brains out, and maggots flying through windows, and things like that, the gore is warranted. Okay, and then Argento has gore, but he makes it artistic in a sick, twisted sort
this
of way.
This is more like, I don't know how to describe it. There's a lot of visual stuff going on. I mean, I have to think there's a little CGI, but there's also some practical stuff where it's incorporated with it. So it's very strange looking. I thought that Adam Chapman did this a whole lot better. And this one is really kind of, everybody's wearing a mask for some reason, too.
They're wearing paper pig masks.
And this is like, why are people wearing masks everywhere? But anyway.
Well, and I got tired of seeing people's guts pulled out. The thing was that they weren't they turning criminals into, they would have criminals.
Oops.
Kill themselves.
Well, they were shooting out waves.
And then they would advertise these criminals as food products. You could go to Tater City.
No, you're not allowed to eat anything other than, you're not allowed to eat.
You can't eat vegetables or anything?
No, you can't eat, animal meat. It has to be human meat.
Wouldn't the animals just take over? Wouldn't they overpopulate and stuff if you didn't do something?
Not in this movie.
Well, I guess. But I'll say that I didn't like Adam Chaplin. I thought that the gore was too much in there. It was too. It wasn't it based on a comic book character.
It seemed like it.
Which, it was too.
Italian comic books.
It was too much comic book. I'm not a big fan of. I think the market has gotten saturated.
Well, this is different. There's no such thing.
It's gotten saturated with comic books or graphic novels or whatever you want to call it.
This movie, Adam Chapman was a movie. That's completely different from any superhero movie over here. It's super violent. It had the ultra gore and ultra.
Yeah, but it was just, it was stupid though.
No, it wasn't stupid. I mean, there were some things that didn't make a lot of sense, but it was, I liked, you know, I could understand what the story was. This one, I mean, they were sending out some kind of waves to make people who had this distribution or this, gene or something that would, a defect that would cause them to kill themselves if they were going to turn into criminals. And then sometimes it didn't work, and it actually made them into superhuman killing machines.
Yeah, you had this guy going around screaming and making, I don't know if he was making other people like himself.
He was.
Okay.
But anyway, I mean, it was just not great. But then, of course, Dana picked her entry in her, her double features. It was The Entity from 1982.
With Barbara Hershey and that. What's that guy's name?
Ron Silver.
Who's since passed away, sadly. But
I mean, basically, and this is a long movie.
I will agree with Steve that it was too long, and there are several areas where it could have been cut and neatened up a little bit. It's supposed to be based on a true story of this Carla Moran. I'm not sure if that was her real name or they just, you know, are keeping her real name hidden, but anyway, Barbara Hershey plays Carla in the movie, and she has three kids. She's a single mother. She's dating a guy, but she's not married to the father of either one or any of her kids. Two of the girls were fathered by an older gentleman that I guess just didn't want to be married, and he left her. And her older son, his father got killed. He was into drugs and driving a motorcycle. And
okay, to cut the, it's basically about a raping ghost.
Well, if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of it, yeah.
Well, I mean,
but I'm trying to give everybody some background because this
gay background.
Well, an entity, which is, I guess, the only way they can describe this. And to me, it's not really a ghost because she says it was like there were three of them that were holding her like they were minions or something, like imps.
Well, we don't know. They did some weird stuff in this movie. You get to see Barbara Hershey naked, which at that point, she's pretty hot.
Well, I'm not sure if all of that was Barbara Hershey.
That's true. They had some plastic, so it was just her head sticking out with her boobs getting
grabbed by the
ghost. They tried to freeze the ghost. They did all kinds of craziness, and it really just ends with them moving out of the house.
But it does tell you that the real Carla Moran moved to Texas with her children, but she still has the attacks. And Steve's being weird, and I'm
being weird.
I'm trying to concentrate on
this. So, I guess that's pretty much it. It was an HD transfer. It looked pretty good, right?
Yeah, Steve obtained an HD transfer for us.
But next week, we're going to be going to the Horror Hound.
Well, actually, this weekend.
Cincinnati.
And to see Ted Raimi.
Yeah.
And if anybody contacts me and tells me that Ted Raimi's canceled, I'm going to scream. And I'll scream so loud that everybody will hear it.
This will be on, hopefully online Friday, so I don't think anybody's, maybe some Bill, no, but, ooh.
What?
Bumps everywhere.
Steve's looking at something, crime show that's on TV.
Wow.
Well, one more thing that I wanted to talk about, and maybe some people can contact Steve on Facebook
and
encourage him to do this. I've recently gotten back into watching some documentaries and films based on the MK Ultra project, which for anybody that, what? This is relevant.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is relevant. That's stuff I've been watching.
All right, go.
Okay. For anybody that doesn't know what the MK
Ultra.
Steve. I'm going to smack him. For anybody that does not know what that project was or is, Steve, I'm trying to tell people about this stuff, okay? All right, he's handing me the phone. Steve. All right, I have to talk into the... He might have to edit this.
Yeah, I'm waiting it all out.
No, you're not.
Go ahead and talk.
Anyway, for anyone that does not know what the MK Ultra Project was or is, our CIA, the United States CIA, evidently wanted to take control of people's minds under the guise of saying, okay, Soviet Union is, this is during Cold War times, take into account. The Soviet Union's, you know, getting LSD and mind controlling people, and we want to be able to do it first, and we want to be able to do it better, because that's the way the United States always is about stuff. So, not only were they testing it on people that knew that they were being tested, they said, hey, we're going to test it on people that don't know they're being, the stuff's being tested on them. So that meant, sometimes it was criminals. Sometimes it, Steve. Sometimes it was, people like, prostitutes and things like that. Sometimes they would get the prostitutes to slip the LSD into their customers' drinks. And then you'd have the CIA people. Steve, am I going to have to quit talking?
I don't
want to
talk about it.
I'm going to quit talking until he quits playing those things.
Dana.
Well, I can't talk. I can't talk with the room soundboard going. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I won't do it no more, bro. Go.
You swear?
Yep, I'm going to.
Now that I've lost my whole train of thought. Okay. So then they moved on to using it on people in mental health facilities. And why they did this is because who's going to believe these people, you know, with mental problems and stuff like that. So what happened was our government, the CIA, funded some Canadian experiments on several patients of a doctor named Dr. Ewan Cameron. And very, very bizarre experiments using LSD, extreme electroshock therapy. Anybody that knows anything about electroshock therapy knows that that can just wipe your memory completely clean. If you give somebody excessive amounts of it combined with drugs, it can revert them to, like a baby or be like a vegetable. They have to learn to go to the bathroom. They have to learn to feed themselves. They, forget who their family members are, their husbands, wives, or kids. And it's very, very sad. And the movie that I watched based on all this was called The Sleep Room. I encourage everybody to watch that movie. It is approximately 3 hours long. The first half of it covers what actually happened to the patients in the mental health facility. The second half covers the actual court proceedings. But for anybody that's never heard of this, or you think it's almost too bizarre to be true, definitely watch The Sleep Room. I was able to purchase this. You probably still can buy it, maybe on eBay. There are a lot of documentaries on YouTube. Just put in MK Ultra, The Sleep Room, Ewan Cameron. Any of those things will probably give you the information you need, even putting mind control in. But like I said, I'm trying to get Steve to watch those, but so far he's watched maybe 2 minutes of one documentary and fell asleep. So I don't know if that says that the documentaries are boring or Steve is just extra sleepy. But I will quit talking now so Steve can have his bike.
Everybody betray me. I don't have a friend in the world. I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. That's the idea.
Why, Lisa? Why? Why?
I feel like I'm sitting on an atomic bomb waiting for it to go off.
I got the results of the test back. I definitely have breast cancer.
Okay.
I think that's enough room soundboard.
Well, Dana's got to go see the room with me in May, so it's going to be fun.
Well, I was promised that I'd get to see something as yeah. I could see the room.
Yeah, she's going to see Ted Raimi this weekend.
No, no, I am. Oh. Unless he cancels.
I know. We'll see the Breakfast Club. I'll be asleep, but anyway, she'll be there. I'll be there by her, but I'll be asleep.
He'll be snoring.
But we'll be back with our experiences with Ted Raimi next time.
Yes.
On Two Against Something.
Two Against Ted Raimi, I guess. Yeah. Because we've already had Two Against Horror Hound Weekend.
Alrighty.
Bye.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow, or it can crash. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Be water, my friend. Running water never goes stale. So you gotta just keep on flowing. Keep on. So you gotta just keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on flowing. You have to train. You have to keep your reflexes so that when you want it, it's there. When you want to move, you're moving. I mean, you gotta put the whole hip into it. Snap, snap, become one with the. You better train every part of your body. I mean, you gotta put the whole hip into it. Snap, snap, you better train, become one with the. Every part of your body. Never go stale. So you gotta just keep on flowing. Keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on. Just keep on. Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family. Do not believe in styles. Styles separate man. It's a process of continuing growth. Process of continuing. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless.